Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to The Urban Wire, brought to you by the Urban Coalition of Freelance Writers, where we shine a light on issues that matter in the urban community. Hit us up at www.youtube.com/UFW or check us out on MySpace at www.myspace.com/UFW. Send us a tweet on Twitter at http://twitter.com/UFW. Come on and join the conversation. Get involved.
Yeah.
All right, welcome to another edition of the Urban Wire, episode 29. And today's topic is standing your square, know your economic worth. So we're going to get into that today. Waiting for our guest to call. Well, you might as well say he's a regular host now. James Roberts to get in, and we just want to let you know that our chat room is now open. If you would like to go in there, send us questions, comments, and concerns, or you can call us live at 646-915-8200, and of course, you can always listen to our go back and listen to our shows on demand. If you can't listen to them live, you can always listen to our other episodes either on iTunes or you can go to blogtalkradio.com/UCOFW. The Urban Wire is brought to you by the Urban Coalition of Freelance Writers, where we shine the light on issues impacting the urban community. And today, this is going to be one of those issues that does impact the urban community. We're going to get into it. We're going to talk about it. We're going to probably hit this topic and then, you know, just hit it and quit it. And then we're just going to get off here for the evening, but definitely we need to have a community dialogue because so many times, and I'm not going to say we, but the powers that be, they take their constituents or their customer base or their, you know, client base or however you want to say it, they take them for granted. And today in this economy, we really have to appreciate the power of our dollar, because if not, the same old is going to keep occurring. And I think we, as a people, in general, we really need to know who we're doing business with and how they feel towards us, you know, because a lot of times we'll just freely just give our power away. So we're going to definitely get into that. That's something that I feel that we need to definitely do more so than ever now with this economy the way it is. And, you know, jobs are scarce. And I think, you know, the little money that we have, we really need to be responsible consumers with what we have. And we need to be good stewards over what we have in general. So we're going to jump into that. We're going to go to our little Megan Mix. We're going to play a little couple songs here for you. That song that you heard at the beginning of the show, that is from Indianapolis' own Kiki Wyatt. And you guys definitely need to get that CD. That's not her newest release. That's from her previous release. But definitely need to go cop that CD. It's entitled Who Knew? And she has a new CD out, too, called Unbelievable. So you guys definitely need to check that out. That CD is definitely hot. She has people in there. She has Ruben Studdard. She has Tweet. And I think, yeah, she has Kelly Price on there. So you definitely need to go purchase that CD, support the artist. Don't bootleg now, you know. Yeah. So don't go out here bootlegging. But just go support her, you know. And like I said in the last show, Beyonce CD is pretty hot, as well as Jill Scott. So we have a lot of good music that's out now. So go support your artist and spread the word. Coming up next, we're going to go to a little bit of Kelly Price. And we might throw a little bit of Marsha Ambrosius in there. And, you know, we'll mix it up here for you. You know what I'm saying? We might throw a little Chris Brown. I don't know. We'll get it together. But definitely we're going to jump into our next song, Kelly Price featuring Stokely.
My daddy, you're my man. I think it's time you understand. Just make me happy if you can. Oh, I'm not your mama, I'm your girl. And I am the lady in your world. And loving each other's how we work. Oh, trust. Without it, there's no love. You know, man.
Hello, this is Seneca Harris from the Urban Coalition of Freelance Writers, where we shine a light on issues impacting the urban community. Today I have the honor to talk to I consider a legend in the black radio business, Russ Parr. And welcome to Indianapolis, first of all. And first of all, just a question, two questions about the movie tonight. What inspired the storyline, and how did you guys come up with this, and what things do you want people to take away from this movie?
Well, you know, I have seen a lot of people that are in that age range that have gotten off and gotten married, even got married before love.
Right.
Because they felt like, man, I got to get this done before 40.
Right.
You know, 35 is that operative number, and then the clock starts ticking. You know, women think, like, I don't want to have a baby in my 40s
right. Because,
you know, my eggs are drying up and so on and so forth. And, you know, and this is, like, I hate the term chick flick, and this is not a chick flick.
Right.
It's because men go through the same damn thing. You know,
yeah.
It's like, man, I don't have the job I want. I don't have my kids.
Right.
I don't have anything. So I saw that happening to a lot of my friends, and I said, man, there's a story there.
Right.
I wrote this script in, like, 6 days. We actually took 15 days to shoot this movie.
Wow.
You know, because I'm, like, an improv guy. I like to move quick. And it just turned out, you know, pretty good, I think.
And just like for, what do you have for suggestions for up-and-coming, like, minority actors and actresses? What would be some good advice, as well as journalists that are coming up, too? Like, what would be some good advice that you would give them?
I would say work for free whenever you can. Just get in anywhere where you can perfect your craft. Because that's how, you know, like, everybody on my radio show were interns.
Right.
You know, they work for free, and now they get paid. You know, I don't care how old you are, whatever, you just got to get in, and people see your face, and they see that you're willing to work hard, and you'll get that break. Trust me, I've seen it happen over and over and over again.
All right, well, I just wanted to get a quick interview with you. Thanks again for coming to Indianapolis. And
I appreciate it.
Thanks.
Thank you, man. Good luck with you.
All right, here's my card.
When I was pregnant in jail, I thought I was going to have a baby and the baby would never be with me, but I was acquitted a month and 3 days before Tupac was born. I was real happy because I had a son.
When I was young, me and my mama had beef, 17 years old, kicked out on the street. Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, scared to go home. I was the fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Said tears with my baby sister. Over the years we was poor than other little kids. And even though we had different daddies, the same drama when things went wrong, we blamed mama. I reminisce on the stress I caused. It was hell, hugging on my mama from a jail cell. And who thinking elementary? Hey, I see the penitentiary one day. Running from the police, that's right. Mama catch me, put a whoop into my backside. And even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was a black queen, mama. I finally understand, for a woman it ain't easy trying to raise a man. You always was committed, a poor single mother on welfare. Tell me how you did it, there's no way I can pay you back. But the plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. Tell us it was fair. No love for my daddy, cause the coward wasn't there. He passed away and I didn't cry, cause my anger wouldn't let me feel for a stranger. They say I'm wrong and I'm heartless, but all along I was looking for a father, he was gone. I hung around with the thugs, and even though they sold drugs, they showed a young brother love. I moved out and started really hanging. I needed money of my own, so I started slanging. I ain't guilty, cause even though I sell rocks, it feels good putting money in your mailbox. I love paying rent when the rent's due. I hope you got the diamond necklace that I sent to you. Cause when I was low, you was there for me. You never left me alone because you cared for me. And I can see you coming home after work late. You're in the kitchen trying to fix us a hot plate. Just working with the scraps she was giving. And mama made miracles every Thanksgiving. But now the road got rough, you're alone. You're trying to raise two bad kids on your own. And there's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you?
And dear mama,
please, no one. drama, I can always depend on my mama. And when it seems that I'm hopeless, you say the words that can get me back in focus. When I was sick as a little kid, to keep me happy, there's no limit to the things you did. And all my childhood memories are full of all the sweet things you did for me. And even though I act crazy, I gotta thank the Lord that you made me. There are no words that can express how I feel. You never kept a secret, always stayed real. And I appreciate how you raised me and all the extra love that you gave me. I wish I could take the pain away. If you can make it through the night, there's a brighter day. Everything will be alright if you hold on. It's a struggle every day, gotta roll on. There's no way I can pay you back, but my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you, sweet
lady? Dear mama.
All right, we are back from our mix, our mega mix, and right now I'm still waiting for James to call in, but I'm going to get started on this topic myself. Today, once again, our topic will be standing your square, knowing your economic worth. And today, that can be said for a lot of things. We as a people, in general, consumers, we have some questions to ask ourselves. And one question that we don't have to ask is, we don't need, it's no question that we are in an economic recession right now. So with that being said, we have some things to talk about because the powers that be are getting richer while we as the middle class or everyday working person, we're getting poor. Now, some of us do well for ourselves and we're making it through the recession just fine, and then others are having to cut back almost to the point to where there's nothing else to cut back. So the question lies in between with what we have, how are we going to be good stewards over it? Are we just going to support any and everyone that doesn't try to give back to the community? Are we supporting organizations that take your money but give you inferior service and inferior products? We have to make people appreciate our business. And as long as we keep going back to the same old place, doing the same old thing, wasting our money doing the same old thing over and over and expecting different results, nothing's going to change. You can go to certain businesses that can give you any kind of service, they'll treat you any kind of way, because you don't demand the best. And this subject of this show is knowing your economic worth. You have to know what you're bringing to the table. When you go into a business, you should demand equal treatment. You should demand the best treatment. And if that particular place or place of business cannot accept you, not accept you, but respect you as a consumer, then you need to pull out and go elsewhere, because we are living in times now, everybody's struggling, and it should be no free ride to no one. No free ride, no free, get out of jail free card for anyone. You think because you are the consumer, we have to be a slave. You are the supplier that we have to be. We as the consumer have to be a slave to the person that's supplying the goods, and we don't have to be that way. We need to support businesses that give back to the community, support businesses that believe in charitable causes. We need to support businesses that don't suck out all the resources from the community at large and don't put anything back into it. We have to make that call. And there's too many businesses that are coming into low-income neighborhoods, that are coming into certain parts of town, and they know that the people are struggling in these parts of town, and you come in and build a business, you suck dry what's already in the community, you don't put back into it, you take out of the community, and then you give them inferior services and inferior products. We've discussed this before. We have discussed this before, but I need you guys to know that you have power in your dollar. And with that being said, you need to start speaking up when you see something's not right. We as a whole need to start speaking up in our communities when we see things are not right, and we see certain individuals coming into our community and just sucking the money out but not put, you know, giving us anything of quality. We are responsible for this. No one else is going to do it for us, and we have to do it for ourselves, not only on an individualistic level, but we have to look at it from a holistic or as a collective, on a collective basis. We have to look at it that way, you know, because businesses are in that's just it. They're to do business. And a lot of them are doing bad business, but they're there to make money. They're not there necessarily to do the right thing or the wrong thing. And, I mean, they're pretty much amoral because, you know, they're just entities there to make money. And if you don't keep that entity in check, it has the possibility to become a negative thing. So we have to demand. We have to come together and get off our behind. First of all, it requires you to get up off your behind and do something. We have to demand better. You see something that comes into the community, and you see these places, you know, that come to the community and they're not offering good services, we have to be the ones that speak out against that, because nobody else is going to do it. I guarantee you, nobody else is going to come to our rescue. So we as people, we have to stand up, you know, and sweep around our own front porch. And, you know, we have to keep our own neighborhoods clean. We have to keep our own, we have to keep our businesses in our community. And we need to bring businesses in the community that are going to benefit everyone as a whole. We have that responsibility to do, because a lot of times we don't sit around and wait on someone else to do it. We're going to be waiting for a long time, and we're never going to get anywhere. So I just urge everybody to just, you know, start taking responsibility. You know your economic worth. Don't settle just for anything. You know what you have to bring to the table. You know what's in your bank account. And why should you take your hard-earned money and invest it into corporations and businesses that don't have your interest in heart? They don't have any interest in you, your community, or your people. And, you know, I'm not using a particular race right now because, you know, I want this to be for everybody. It's just not a black thing. It's just not like a gay or lesbian thing. You know, there's all kinds of communities, and we have to know who's coming to our communities. You know, so, you know, but people of color, we are definitely the ones that, well, we tend to fall victim to this type of thing. So we need to know, like I said, let's do a recap. We need to know who's coming into our neighborhoods. We need to organize. We need to take responsibility. We discussed that. And we need to keep our businesses in our community. We need to build each other up instead of tearing each other down. Because I see a whole lot of that going on. We'll support somebody else that don't have our best interest in mind. But when we have somebody from our own community that's trying to come up and that's trying to provide these services to our community, we don't want to support them. We want to tear them down. We want to steal, rob, and destroy our community leaders and their business and anything that they have positive to bring to the table. That's why we can't build anything up. You see what I'm saying? So you have to know your economic worth. If you don't know who you are, you don't know where you're going. And when you don't know where you're going and you don't know who you are, it's easy to take advantage of that. You don't have a roadmap, you don't have a plan, you don't have a vision. It's easy for other entities to come in and take. We ain't took no type of self inventory. We ain't took inventory of what we got. We haven't taken inventory of what we got. We don't know what we have. And I'm going to speak for the African-American community. We don't know what we got. We're some of the biggest consumers, but yet we don't have anything. We come from a people that have created most of the things that you use today. Most of these things came from our people, but we don't know what we got. And since we don't know what we got, we don't know who we are, we don't know where we're going, that's why it's so easy to be taken advantage of. You see what I'm saying? So what we're going to do, we're going to break this up. We're going to go to a quick commercial. Go to a couple of songs. And when we come back, we're going to finish this conversation. I don't know if James is coming in or not today. But when we get back, we're going to finish up on this topic. And I might just jump on up off here today. This depends on if anybody has any comments. I don't know. But for those who want to call in, please do so at 646-915-8200. Once again, at 646-915-8200. We're on YouTube at youtube.com/UCOFW. Get on there, check our videos out, subscribe. We got some good stuff coming up here soon. Also, we're on Twitter, twitter.com/UCOFW. Come on, get on there and, follow us. And we're also on Facebook. Look us up, the Urban Coalition of Freelance Writers, or just look up UCOFW, and you should be able to find that. So we're going to jump to a few songs, and then when we come back, we're going to finish this up.
people, Edge Martinez with the Queen.
Gave a lot of my life to the public, but y'all don't really know.
It's that Mary J. Blige naked mix.
It's a shame that y'all put me in such a box.
Great.
Yo, Mary, I want you to talk to him like you're supposed to. Come on.
Looking for someone to love me. I'm looking for someone to love me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm no angel. There's so much I can say. Calm down. Patience. Don't lose your temper. Hold on, wait.
My life, Virgin Mary. Niggas can't fuck with me, Virgin Mary. Go ahead, make my day dirty, Harry. Jesus, fuck the world, pop the cherry. Everybody pushing, but I don't fall back. And everybody looking, but blind to the facts. The clock on the wall says it's time for some action. Now you could take that to the bank and cash in. I'm feeling myself, fuck if they feeling me. Can't sell them without me, it's them or me. Yesterday was a memory, looking in the mirror at my enemy. But today I'm
looking for someone to love me. I'm looking for someone to love me.
Hey, yeah. Hey, yo, turn me up. Check it.
My trauma, my karma, my love, my life, dear mama. The wars I fought, scars that I garnered. The hustle, I got that honest from my father. Mix me with violence, blend me with peace. Combine me with hate and I can't face defeat.
AngieMartinezShow.com.
I did it all in a week. Still incomplete as I stand on my feet. It take a lot to still dance to the beat. Skin more cold and callous than concrete. I love swimming, but that's just one ski. In a rich man's cheap hotel with bed sheets. You know what I'm looking for.
Looking for someone to love me. I'm looking for someone to love me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. My bride, my fall. Enemies wanna see me fall. My up, my down. Y'all know I've been around, but sometimes it bothers me when I hear people saying on. Am I sane? Am I crazy? Pick one, they're all the same. In this world we're living in, I'ma make mistakes, I'm only human. I was looking for someone to love me. I'm looking for someone to love me. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Everybody needs somebody to love them.
All right, we are back. I'm going to wrap this show up here shortly. Just wanted to get on here and just give y'all a quick commentary on the subject. We might pick the subject back up next week. We're going to be in preparation of our first anniversary shows. We're going to have like a series of shows coming up. So we're going to be working on that pretty soon. And also I just wanted to let you guys know that once again we're on YouTube. At youtube.com/UCOFW. Get on there for our latest videos. Sometimes we'll put up excerpts from the show. And we're on Twitter. Our screen name on there is UCOFW. Trying to see what else we have. We have a Facebook fan page, and make sure you find that. And pretty much that's it for now. We're working on our website, so we're going to get that up soon. And we're going to have a release probably later on this year, September, October, of the website. So we're going to definitely let you know about that. But getting back on this topic, knowing your economic worth. And we have to start, if there's any hope for our community, we really need to start passing this knowledge on to the younger generation, because a lot of times we assume that they're learning this stuff in school, or, you know, it's just something that we don't even want to take time out to talk to them about, or, you know, instilling in them that they are valuable and they have a lot to offer to the world, but we don't want to spend that time. So that's why we see a generation of young people that's coming up that just don't care. And on top of that, we see a generation of younger people coming up now that just they're just lost. They have no sense of identity. They don't know where they come from. You know, they don't realize the power that they have and the power of their ancestors that brought them through. So we're dealing with a lot, not only on an economic level, but we're dealing with a lot on a spiritual level. We're dealing with a lot of social issues as well that impact this, you know. And, you know, a lot of these issues, they bleed over to, you know, economics. So, you know, it's really, we have to take a holistic approach to this. We have to look at this from all points of view. You know, I think we have to change the pattern. We have to break out of some of our ignorance and a lot of our traditions that aren't getting us anywhere. And we have to start educating ourselves, you know, when it comes to economics. And we need to know the power of our dollar, because if not, like I mentioned earlier, it really leaves you open and leaves you vulnerable for attack. Because if you know, an entity feels that they can come in and just take from you without any opposition, they'll do it. Nothing's going to stop them. I mean, if they feel that they can come in and make a quick buck, that's the name of the game. And that's not wrong. There's nothing wrong with people trying to make money, but still at the same time, they need to, if they're going to come into certain communities, you need to know about your community. You need to offer them the best services and goods possible. And you need to invest back into that community. So, I mean, that is very important for us to start looking at these issues I'm sorry, guys, I got sidetracked. We need to start looking at these issues from a realistic point of view. You see what I'm saying? Because if not, like I said, it's so easy for people to take advantage of our community. So, I don't know. I'm going to probably go play a little bit of Mary Mary. And might take it back a little bit. Might do some neck condition. I don't know yet. But, you know, I mean, I like to surprise y'all. You see what I'm saying? So, we're going to go to a couple more songs. And then when we come back, I'm going to pretty much wrap the show up.
Announce places that you cannot use sex toys. Let me announce that first. You cannot use sex toys while in church. You cannot use sex toys at work. You cannot use sex toys while at your parents' house. You cannot use sex toys amongst other folks just sitting down eating dinner. And you damn sure can't use them while you're driving. Thank you. And a couple of other places. Now, you know, do what you do, but wait a minute. Thank you. You just can't. You can't do that. Now, this one is about, and let me read the title. Driver distracted by sex toy. Officer Ross Gilbert said the driver, Miss Hamilton, a 36-year-old downtown resident, which what difference does it make if she lived under a rock? downtown resident was sitting with her pants unzipping and a sex toy in her lap. He said Hamilton told him she was using the sex toy while watching a sex video on a laptop computer that a passenger in the front seat held up so she could see it. Let me pause there. I'm trying to get this in my mind. I really am, y'all. I'm trying to get this in my mind. So she's driving. First off, why are y'all watching sex movies in the car? So at first they was driving regularly and it must have got good and passenger must have been like, ooh, girl, look at this one or whatever, whoever said. And she was like, well, you know what, now that I see that, well, the glove compartment. What? What? And the third passenger was like, yes, you better get it. You better go get all you need, girl. At it. Look at this thing. Oh, whoa. Enjoy.
My mind, I need to get out of sight, for I end up behind bars. What started out as a simple altercation turns into a real sticky situation. Me just thinking on the time that I'm facing makes me wanna cry. Cause I didn't mean to hurt him, could have been somebody's son, and I took his heart with. Rum pa pa pum, rum pa pa pum, rum pa pa pum. Stand down, rum pa pa pum, rum pa pa pum, rum pa pa pum. Please give me minimal. Run out the town, none of them can't see me now.
All right, we are back from break. And I think I'm going to wrap the show up today. We will get back on this topic. I'm hoping maybe next Saturday or something like that. But definitely keep us locked. And you guys, you know what you got to do. You got to stay in your square. And you got to know who you are. You got to know your worth. And that's all. That was my big message for today. I'm hoping next time we'll really get into it this more in detail. And we're going to start having more topics like this in the future. So that's pretty much it. I'm going to get off here. I'm tired. I've had a long weekend with the holiday and everything. I'm pretty sure everybody, is doing their thing this weekend. So, guys, just be safe. If you're going to go out and drink responsibly. And just have a good time. Have a peaceful 4th of July. And, hope everybody has a good day off tomorrow. I have to work, unfortunately. But hope everybody has a wonderful weekend, a safe holiday weekend. And we will talk to you soon. This is the Urban Wire, brought to you by the Urban Coalition of Freelance Writers, where we shine a light on issues impacting the urban community.